Good morning and Happy New Year. Today in the church we begin this new liturgical year, this first Sunday of Advent. And as we already know, it is a time of keeping watch, of getting ready for so many things. And now that we are beyond Thanksgiving, you can almost feel the anxiety, the pressure, the to-do list is growing quick. Our readings this weekend declare that to us. They remind us to keep watch, to be ready. But they also show a powerful truth. And they raise a question that is so important for us to keep in mind. Namely, who is watching who? For a long time, human beings have been attentive to who is watching them. It explains why women put makeup on, why some people shave. I didn't shave today. Clothing industry, fashion industry, we are obsessed with who's watching us. This is why we relate well to George Orwell in 1984, especially today in 2017, with the cameras all over the place. Big Brother is watching. It's why in modern times, maybe some young people here get taken up by Suzanne Collins and the Hunger Games, and who's watching? It's why, in part, kids get ready for Christmas, and Santa is watching. At times, we even carry that same thought over into our relationship with God. That God's watching. And he's making a list. And he's checking it twice. And while he certainly sees, he does something else that is so important for us to keep in mind. God invites us to watch him. And my friends, it is that truth. It is that invitation which makes this crazy time of year a time of hopefulness and a time of peace. That we have the ability, if we want, to watch God. And that call and that invitation could not be more clear than in these readings today. That invitation teaches us that there is something to see. That invitation can form us, that there is something of God that we can learn and come to know. And the fact that he invites it reminds us that he has something to share. Pope John Paul II, in his book, Crossing the Threshold to Hope, he said something rather astonishing. He said that when we're trying to see God, when we're trying to keep watch for God, it's almost as though God has come too close. That sometimes he's so close that we can't see him. If you try to read a newspaper with the paper in your face, it's hard to do. We need a little distance. And on this first Sunday of Advent, as we begin this season of watching, of looking, of keeping alert, my friends, you and I have the opportunity to be on the lookout for the God who is coming, to keep watch, to cultivate a desire to see him, almost like a child desires Christmas Eve. So too can we cultivate a desire to see God. That he is coming, there is no doubt. The only thing that is in question is if we so choose to see. My friends, as we begin this new year, as we begin this holy season, and this year it's really short, you know, 3 weeks and a day till Christmas. We don't even get 4 weeks of Advent this year. It's 3 weeks and a day. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit may be with us. And let us remind ourselves as to how. Not just by calling to mind that God's watching, but that God has called us to watch him. And when we do that, it's interesting what we may see.